الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأوحى ربك إلى النحل أن اتخذي من الجبال بيوتا ومن الشجر ومما يعرشون ثم كلي من كل الثمرات فاسلكي سبل ربك ذللا يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. With the help and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in tonight's Taraweeh we have completed the 16th surah of the Quran, namely Surah An-Nahl, which was revealed in the holy land of Makkah Mukarrama prior to the hijrah that took place to Medina Tayyiba. Hence we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah exhibits His true magnificence and glory and makes manifest His true majesty and grandeur by mentioning various of His signs that clearly prove and indicate towards His oneness. And so beautifully the Arabic poet says, كَيْفَ يُعْصَى الْإِلَهُ أَمْ كَيْفَ يَجْحَدُهُ الْجَاحِدُ وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةُ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدُ. That how amazing that man has the audacity, man has the courage to deny the existence of Allah and to reject the favors of Allah. Whereas in every single thing, there is a clear-cut sign that indicates towards the oneness of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, the major theme of the surah is إِثْبَاتُ الْوَحْدَانِيَّةِ, establishing Allah's oneness through various signs that clearly indicate towards His wahdaniyat and His oneness. One of the first signs that was mentioned in the surah was that of a cow that feeds on grass and herbs or grains and then produces fresh, pure, clean milk. Within the stomach of the cow, there are two passages flowing with dirt. One that is flowing with dung and excreta and the other flowing with blood. And Allah says, between these two passages flowing with dirt, there's a stream running with pure, fresh, clean milk that is delicious, soothing to the throat. And this is so rich in vitamin, so high in nutrition, such a great favor and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made dua for barakah in milk. And He has taught us to recite the following dua upon drinking milk. Allahumma barik lana fihi wa zidna minhu. O Allah, grant us barakah in milk and increase us in this favor of Yours. So such a great sign, proving Allah's oneness, His existence. But again Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. Throughout the entire surah, Allah says that in all these signs, there is a lesson for those who take heed, for those who take a lesson, for those who reflect and ponder, for those who take out time to understand the Qur'an. And there's no lesson for those who are oblivious, those who are ghafil, absent-minded, those who don't bother about reciting and understanding the Qur'an. So the first example given in the Qur'an, in this surah, was that of a cow. The second sign that was mentioned in this surah, after speaking about the cow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks about the bee. وَأَوْحَى رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ اتَّخِذِي مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. Allah says He has inspired the bee to build its homes within trees, within mountains, and the different structures that man erects in this world. That subhanAllah, if you go back to the science of zoology, and you have to read up about the bee, we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the bee marvelous, amazing engineering expertise, and a powerful talent to design and decorate and build its home. That when man has to put up a building, man will start from the ground, put up the foundation, and gradually goes high, high, until he reaches the peak. But if you look at the building of a bee, the few bees work together, one from the bottom, one from the top, one from the right, one from the left, different corners, they all start, they engage in the work of building, until they come to the center, the middle. And dead center, there's not even 1 centimeter gap. This is the inspiration Allah has cast it onto a bee. And Allah has taught a bee how to build its homes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that He has inspired the bee to travel on those paths that have been facilitated for the bee. سُبُلَ رَبِّكِ ذُلُلًا. That travel on those paths that Allah has facilitated for you. That we find in the beehive, there is a queen bee. And this queen bee goes out of her home in search for pollen. And then she returns home. And when she returns home, before all the small bees, she gives off few signs or signals. And she makes certain movements through which she navigates the entire route to the pollen, informing them how to go, where to go, turn right, turn left, go to a certain place, extract the pollen from the plant and then return. These bees, they observe and they look. And just by a few signs, natural built-in GPS system, they come to know exactly how to go, where to go, how to take out the pollen, and then accordingly they work. So these bees go out working, and the queen bee, now she supervises. She overlooks the whole process. And these smaller bees go, they take out the pollen and they return home. And then they busy themselves manufacturing honey. Allah says, such a beautiful drink comes out from their stomachs. فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah has kept your shifa in that drink. Allah has kept shifa for mankind in the beautiful, powerful, in such a great drink known as honey. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that whoever takes honey 3 mornings per month, and the hadith appears in Sunan Ibn Majah, whoever takes honey, or takes a teaspoon of honey 3 mornings per month, لَمْ يُصِبْهُ عَظِيمٌ مِنَ الْبَلَىٰ. He will not be afflicted by any major disease. Whoever takes honey 3 mornings per month, Nabi alayhi salam promises and guarantees that this person will not be afflicted by any major disease, provided we have the conviction and the yaqeen in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Once a sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, my brother is suffering from stomach pain. Nabi alayhi salam gives him a prescription. SubhanAllah, look at the sahaba, chosen lucky ones, who were fortunate enough to have the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. That Nabi alayhi salam was everything for them. He was their teacher, he was their father, he was their guide, he was their imam, he was their doctor, he was everything for them. If you look in the books of seerah and history, many a time a sahabi would feel a bit depressed, would feel a bit low. Something is worrying him. Something is bothering him. Immediately he would rush forth, sit in the company of Rasulullah SAW. Looking at his Mubarak countenance, he would forget all his worries. So sahabi comes, medical issue. Ya Rasulullah, my brother is suffering from pain. Nabi alayhi salam says, give him honey to drink. The sahabi returns. Next morning he comes back, Ya Rasulullah, the pain is still there. Again, same prescription. Give him honey a second time. Sahabi returns. Third day he comes back. Ya Rasulullah, he's still complaining of pain. Again the same prescription. Nabi alayhi salam had so much of yaqeen, so much of conviction in the words of Allah. Again same prescription. The fourth day the sahabi returns. Ya Rasulullah, he's still suffering from pain. Nabi alayhi salam says, كَذَبَ بَطْنُ أَخِيكَ. Tell your brother his stomach is lying to him. Allah's word is most certainly definite and certain. Go back and see. The sahabi returns and his brother is completely cured. He was completely recovered from the disease. This was the level of certitude and conviction that Nabi alayhi salam had in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on with the surah, towards the latter part of the quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions the example of a bird. Allah says, look at the bird flying in mid-air. Who is controlling the bird? Who has given the bird the talent to fly up high in the air? Who is holding the bird up from falling? مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. It is only Allah who is protecting this bird, who is holding up this bird in mid-air, not allowing it to fall on the ground. In a few years ago, they discovered a certain bird known as the bar-tailed godwit bird that every year migrates to certain countries, mainly Australia, New Zealand and so on. And this is known to be the fastest non-stop flying bird that travels for at least 9 days and 9 nights consecutively, which covers a distance of plus minus 11,000 kilometers without even a second of break, without taking any rest in between. Look at how powerful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has given the bird such ability, such strength, to cover such a vast distance without taking any break or rest. And then they did a surgery on the brain and they realized that when this bird is traveling, half of its brain is switched off and it's traveling with the other side of the brain. Again, مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Whilst this bird is flying over the ocean, flying over the rocky terrain, flying over deserts. Who is holding that bird up? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No fuel, no petrol. Flying over the entire barren lands of the world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to understand His greatness, His majesty. That who is Allah? Allah in the 24th para states, مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. O insan, you have not realized Allah's worth. You have not recognized who is your creator. Allah's majesty, His supremacy, His grandeur is far above our understanding. One alim has mentioned very beautifully that if insan is to recognize who is his creator, he'll fall in prostration for the rest of his life. And he'll beg Allah, Ya Allah, I'm in your mercy, I'm in your care. I got absolutely no control. Your control, your might, your power is far above my understanding. Oh Allah, I'm in your mercy. Shower your mercy on me. So this is the major theme of the surah, establishing the oneness and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lastly, right towards the end of this surah, right at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you and I to invite people towards the oneness of Allah. To invite people towards the beautiful deen of Allah. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmah. Allah says that invite towards the path of your Rabb with wisdom, with advice. Ulama have mentioned that there are two methods or two types of da'wah. One is a passive da'wah and one is an active da'wah. The passive da'wah is to invite people to Allah's oneness, not engaging in arguments, in debates, in evidences, in proofs, just speaking to a person and speak to him about Allah's greatness, Allah's majesty, try and win over his heart with affection, with love and akhlaq. This is known to be the passive da'wah. And then you have the active da'wah, where you bring forward all your arguments, all your evidences, use the ayat of Quran to prove Allah's oneness. And this is how you convince the person of Allah's oneness. Likewise, there are two types of da'wah, or this da'wah is categorized into two categories. One is da'wah ilallah, inviting people towards Allah Himself, speaking about Allah to people, introducing Allah to His creation. And the second division or second category of da'wah is inviting people towards the deen of Allah, towards the ahkam of Allah, inviting a person towards salah, inviting a person towards the fasting of Ramadan, encouraging a person to do good, to abstain from haram. And both types of da'wah have been sanctioned in the Quran. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose words can be better than the one who invites to Allah? قُلْ هَذِي سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. دَعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. In this verse, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكِ. Invite towards the path, towards the deen, towards the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a great, very, very great amal. Da'wat is known to be Ummul A'mal, the mother of all actions. That shaitan can control, he can take the burden of ibadah. That when a person engages in salah, shaitan is present. He casts all his insinuations and whispers in the person's mind. But when the adhan is called out, inviting people towards salah, the hadith of Rasulullah s.a.w. states, shaitan flees and runs away. And he can't take the burden of the adhan, because adhan is da'wat ila salah. Inviting people towards a great command of Allah, which is salah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us true da'is towards His oneness and towards His beautiful deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us realize who is our creator and grant us the quality of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.